8:32 with Steve and Ted in the morning. It is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted Woodward, Gordon Basham with you this morning. A task force looking at the future of Century 2 is going to give an update to the Wichita Rotary Club today. The task force has been exploring whether to renovate the building or build a new facility. They've been looking at this since last February. Of course, Century 2 has been one of Wichita's iconic venues, Wichita's home for the performing arts and conventions since it was built back in 1969.
The hunting season is underway across Kansas. Mark Murrell is the director of the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita. That's a regional office for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. And he tells KNSS News the hunting terrain looks good.
As far as drought this year, we're in really good shape. We got some summer rains and things. We've got lots of vegetation. That drought a few years ago really caused some problems for everything from small animals like quail clear on up to big animals like deer even. So drought is not good in any situation, but we're in pretty good shape.
Upland bird hunting runs through the end of January.
The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index for November was as weak as it has been in a long while. Creighton economist Ernie Goss says the index is now just below growth neutral.
Our survey of banks, CEOs in rural areas of 10 states, including Kansas, the overall index for the month of November was down below growth neutral, first time since January of this year. So it's showing a slower growth in rural areas, at least according to the bank CEOs.
Goss says that sales of U.S. goods abroad, particularly agricultural commodities, have been under some downward pressure.
The arrival of colder weather means more homes will be turning up the heat with fuel-burning appliances. These appliances include furnaces, ovens, space heaters and generators, indoor grills and fireplaces that can unknowingly cause dangerous levels of carbon monoxide to build up in the home. Sherry Sage of the Safe Kids Kansas.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless and odorless deadly gas, and that's why it's called the silent killer. On average, in the United States, we see about 374 people die each year from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. Here in Kansas, that's about 12 deaths every year from carbon monoxide and even more emergency department visits.
On May 11th, KDHE added CO poisoning to Kansas' list of reportable diseases. Sage says the most important thing is that everyone has and uses a CO alarm in their home. Carbon monoxide alarms cost about $20 and can be purchased at most hardware and retail stores.
The job market in Kansas still steady.
For the third month in a row, the unemployment rate was at 3.3%. According to the Kansas Department of Labor, there was an increase in the number of non-farm and private sector jobs in the last year, which caused a growth of 1.5%. Financial service companies, professional services firms, and mining businesses saw the most robust growth. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Congress has only a few work days left to avoid a partial government shutdown next month.
President Trump's proposed border wall is likely the flashpoint in a spending bill battle that needs to be solved by December 8th. Congress and the president have approved 5 of the 12 annual spending bills, but have not funded the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump is requesting $26 billion for the border wall. Democrats have rejected that proposal. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi also wants government funding through the fiscal year in September instead of setting up a new shutdown deadline early in the next Congress. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The next group of U.S. Rhodes Scholars includes 21 women.
For the first time ever, the majority of the Rhodes Scholar class is female. 21 of them and nearly half of the 32 winners are immigrants or first-generation Americans. The Rhodes Trust announcing the winners from a group of 880 applicants for studies beginning next fall at Oxford University in England. It's the first year, apparently, of eligibility for the scholarship for those covered by the Obama-era program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. One DACA recipient from Harvard is a new Rhodes Scholar, and Duke, Princeton, and Yale each had 3 Rhodes Scholars. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
Now, as we get underway with Thanksgiving week, let's check in with the forecast. Meteorologist Dan Holliday, good morning.
Good morning. A chilly start to the day for us. It's going to be sunny and near 50 for the high, with winds turning north this afternoon, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's low 26, sunny and 50 again tomorrow, and a gradual warm-up on Wednesday into Thanksgiving with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 94% humidity, breeze out of the southwest. It is 26 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 50. That's your weather forecast. KNSS News Time is 8:37. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And your host today is Gordon Basham.
Well,
who has a varied career in entertainment throughout his entire life.
Some people would call it checkered, actually. Well, Ted, now's your chance if you have some spare change laying around.
Okay.
A ring that Elvis Presley often wore on stage in Las Vegas is going up for auction.
Oh.
It features his initials and a diamond-encrusted guitar, and it comes with plenty of documentation.
All right.
The ring is being showcased at Minden Diamond Jewelers in Vegas. Before it gets sold off, store owner Michael Minden says the ring hasn't been seen in public for decades.
We had a celebrity come to us that was in possession of Elvis's Las Vegas residency stage ring. It's something that has been missing for 25, 30 years. Nobody knew where it was, and actually the celebrity bought it from somebody who had actually received it as a gift from Elvis.
Elvis Presley's gold lion head ring sold at auction last summer for about $43,000. That's a chump. That's not chump change, is it? The handwritten lyrics to an iconic Elton John hit will be auctioned off today.
The original lyrics for the Elton John hit, Your Song, will go on the auction block, but don't expect to get it for a steal.
How wonderful life.
Estimates in the six-figure range are expected. Bernie Taupin wrote the words while he waited on Elton John on a London rooftop, which the song references with the line, I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. It took Elton John about 10 minutes to come up with a melody, and its release in 1970 helped propel them both to stardom. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, it was a pretty good weekend at the box office. One of the movies, a new addition to the Harry Potter series, is doing better than expected at the weekend box office.
Fantastic Beasts drew $62 million in its opening weekend. The latest offering from the Harry Potter multiverse fell short of the opening of the first film, but Fantastic Beasts had a worldwide weekend gross of $253 million.
What's that? A safe house in Paris. Why would I need a safe house in Paris?
Should things at some point go terribly wrong, it's good to have a place to go. You know.
The film stars Eddie Redmayne, Johnny Depp, and Jude Law.
What to do? I'm going to steal their Christmas.
Last week's top film, Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, was second. Bohemian Rhapsody takes third place with $15 million. Debbie Hadley, Fox News.
Well, Ted, it's been 43 years in the category of My How Time Flies category, as we say, but one movie, now considered a classic, still stands out. Dr., and I put that word in quotes, McMurphy takes a bunch of his friends out for a cruise and a little unauthorized R&R. And here's a hint. See if you can remember which movie that was.
Hey, wait a minute. What the heck is going on here? What are you doing on this boat?
We're going fishing. No, you're not going fishing. Not on this boat. You're not going fishing on this boat.
Oh, yeah, on this boat. Ask Captain Block.
Captain Block?
Captain Block, yes, that's right.
Who are you?
We're from the State Mental Institution. This is Dr. Cheswick, Dr. Tabor, Dr. Fredrickson, Dr. Scanlon, famous Dr. Scanlon, Mr. Harding, Dr. Bibbitt, Dr. Martini, and Dr. Seafelt.
You got that right. You know what movie that's from?
Cuckoo's Nest?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah. A long time ago, 40 years ago, 43 years ago, I believe it was today. And Jack Nicholson, of course, and then Nurse Ratched. That was quite the movie that year.
That was a big hit on Broadway.
It was.
And they made it into a fantastic movie.
Yes.
And did Nicholson win Best Actor?
I'll have to check that, but I think he did.
And then... who won for Nurse Ratched? I can't think of her name. I think she won the Oscar for Best Actor.
Yeah, I've slept since then.
And of course, the big Indian, Big Chief.
Yes.
Yeah, he was great in that. Yeah. Everybody was good in that
movie. It was such a movie. Yeah. It really was. And we have a few historical moments we can check in on today as well. One of Ford Motor Company's biggest mistakes ended today back in 1959. That's when Ford Motor Company announced it was halting the production of the unpopular Edsel. which was actually a car a bit of ahead of its time, but it was over with by then. In 1990, the pop duo Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy Award because other singers had lent their voices to the Girl You Know It's True album, a bit of an embarrassment. 1 year ago today, Charles Manson, the hippie cult leader behind the gruesome murders of actress Sharon Tate and six others in Los Angeles in 1969, died in a California hospital at the age of 83 after nearly a half century in prison. And as far as birthdays go today, we talked a little bit about Larry King earlier. Larry turns 85 today.
85, Larry King.
Ted Turner, you mentioned him. He turns 80, today.
Yeah.
Well, Allison Janney on, what is it, Mom? The TV series Mom. Yes. And it was in The West Wing. She turns 59 today. Actress Jodie Foster is 56.
Oh, man.
Oh, I just I can't believe that, you know? Just she'll never, she's timeless. And then finally, Marg Helgenberger turns 60 today. She was one of the CS in the original CSI series.
All right. We were talking about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest earlier. It won Best Picture. Nicholson got the Oscar for Best Actor. Louise Fletcher got the win for Best Actress.
There you have it.
Milos Forman won Best Director. It was the first film in 41 years to sweep picture, director, actor, actor, screenplay.
Wow.
At the Oscars.
And it's still timeless.
Oh, man, great movie. All right. Well, Gordon, your first effort hosting Entertainment News in the Blur, what do you think?
I love it. Sign me up.
I say A+. Plus.
Thank you very much.
I may never host it again. Gordon may just take it over for me. There we go. Entertainment News, by the way, in the Blur is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby, right there at 208 South Baltimore on K-15. One of our favorite places to go have pizza. Pizza John's in Derby. It is 8:43 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at cities used to just trample over themselves to host the Olympic Games. It's kind of not that way anymore. KNSS News Time is 8:44.